Hello, everybody. I'm Sally, grateful, recovering compulsive eater. Very grateful to be celebrating. This is my 848th day of abstinence since coming back from relapse on August 10th of 2020. And I have turned to food for comfort a lot of my life, and I would go up and down, and it was unmanageable emotionally. I felt very isolated, and I felt over responsible for other people. I was into a lot of fear. It was amplified by the pandemic. And I tried to do the diet, and then I would succumb to binges and just feel like it wasn't worth it. And I was 235 pounds. I could not move more than 5 minutes. And I was in a lot of pain, emotionally and physically and spiritually. But I went to a meeting, and what happened was, I went to a Zoom meeting, and I live in Temple Terrace, Florida, which is Tampa Bay, and I went to a Clearwater, Florida meeting, which is still my home group, and it is And I, what I did was practice the tools every day. And I still do that. Every day I practice the tools. And so I got a sponsor, and what worked for me is I went through, I think I want to read the page for today because it's so perfect about what happened in the Voices of Recovery. Is so perfect for me. So it says there are at least three factions of OA. One emphasizes a strict disciplined food plan. Another professes working the steps and allowing God to remove the food problem. A third group falls somewhere in between. For me, I feel like for today, I'm in between. I'm both. The only message I can carry is my own recovery. And the only thing we need to have in common about recovery lies within the 12 steps and 12 traditions. And that's why when I share my experience, strength, and hope, I like to focus on the tools and I like to focus on the steps and the traditions. And so it says, we cannot legislate recovery. We cannot even accurately define recovery, but we recognize it when we see someone living it. Let us rejoice when we see fellow sufferers recovering in OA. And let's be open-minded and non-judgmental. The program is broad enough for all of us to do whatever is necessary. And that's what I am really, really grateful for. And so for me, I work the steps in the OA 12 and 12, and that worked very, very well for me. And it took me about 10 months to work through those steps in that book and release about 100 pounds. And what the miracle that I want to share and the hope that I want to share that I have been able to maintain for now, the 848 days, almost 2.5 years. And that's the miracle, because I could never do that, and it's not just the physical recovery. I mean, I have been on my, I'm a teacher, and so I've been still working full time. I have five grandchildren. I have a husband who's not well. But my serenity and my peace and my everything is just so much. I have equanimity and peace and hope in my life. And it is from working the tools and the steps. And I just celebrate because, like, this week, like, I just go out and I ride my bike 10 miles. I hike. I do all these things that I couldn't even do. I couldn't even move 5 minutes. So I'm just, like, so grateful. So sponsor, and I have the sponsor that I have currently, I've had for over a year and a half now, I guess, since I've been in maintenance. And I talked to her, focus on the principles, focus on the emotions. And I share each day. I do outreach. I do 4 outreach calls, mostly to people in my home group. I am in the process of changing that home group because it takes me 2.5 hours to drive there. So it's that not real realistic, but higher power. But higher power continues to guide me with that. So my food plan, I basically is no sugar, no flour, but I have somewhat flexible because I live a very active life. I travel, I do a lot in my life. So, I the whole thing that I'm grateful for is living life to the fullest every day. And meetings, I still go to, but to me, I wanted to share is that face-to-face meetings, very, very important to me. And that's just my experience, strength, and hope. So our meeting went hybrid in June of 2021, and I've been very committed to doing that. But the meeting I'm going to go to is now live, and it's going to be about 10 minutes away, which is more realistic for me. I'm the GR for the group, and we'll continue with the GR only in another, because it's a different county and a different thing. So service is just extremely important. I am available as a sponsor. I do outreach, and I give and I receive. I am on a for service. We have an OA retreat, and I went to it for the first time, and now I'm on the program chair for that committee. It's going to be the last weekend in July in Tampa, near where I live. So one of the things that really happened a lot that really helped a lot, because I felt like I was missing that kind of the connection. When I hit my maintenance, and I was kind of missing it. So listening to the person who chaired the retreat, she talked about the 10, 11, 12 step train. And that is like sharing your daily review with somebody. And it's like partners, and it's like two partners. I've been doing it now since the end of September, and it's really helped me a lot. So every day we change up every 2 weeks, and it's the same partner. And so far, I haven't gotten an Eastern time zone every time, but most of the time. And it's been marvelous. And that's really kept that spiritual and emotional growth intact. So every morning I do 40 to 45 minutes. I'm on a kind of unusual schedule in that I get up at like 4 in the morning. It was 3 in the morning, but I thought that was a little bit much. But 4 in the morning, and then I'm asleep by like 8. So, but since I'm in abstinence, I have a lot of energy. But I'm always trying to look for that balance, physical, emotional, and spiritual. So the anonymity is living the principles. I have a very stressful job. I work as a high school teacher. I'm an ESE teacher, and it's like, but I'm able to work on the principles. I'm dealing with a husband who's in frail health, and all this time I can like work on the principles and anonymity and have that peace within myself, do my little right-sized part with my higher power. So literature, what I do with literature is I love the Daily Reader. And I read that every day. I read it today. And I also share it with fellows in my home group, particularly ones that are struggling with their abstinence. So I do that. And I have the spiritual OA book that I read at work. So I do reading at work, and I meditate at work during my lunch break. And that helps me tremendously. So I practice the tools all during my day. And I meditate. I meditate in the morning. I meditate at noontime. And that really helps a lot. Action plan. What's been amazing is I started, like doing 5 minutes of exercise. Now I do like an hour of exercise. I usually try to do bike riding, and I like being out in nature. So that's, and I had to be very, very, a lot of discipline because of, my schedule. And then I do aerobics. I do dancing. I've gotten into kayaking. I love living a very active, full life. It's way beyond where I ever thought I could do. So recovery for me has been, like I said, living the steps. And I focused today on the maintenance steps because, I'm in like 6, 7, 8, and 9 because it was like the willingness to live, do those living amends, to be present, to be positive. When I was in my food, I wasn't present and positive in my life. I was hiding. Today, I'm showing up, even though it's not always easy. And I'm a living human being today. And so how I shared a little bit how I do step 10, I share it with my train partner. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful program for me. It works very well for me because I listen for 10 minutes, approximately 10 minutes, and then to another fellow recovering. And then they listen to me for 10 minutes. And we go through that, where was I selfish, dishonest, resentful, or afraid? And it's just amazing the growth that has come from that and the connection. The meditation comes for me through nature, through the literature, through just having that time at the beginning of the day. And then step 12 is I live life to the fullest. I love living an active life. I love being involved in my 5 grandchildren, with my husband, with my 100 students, with my OA. I love living life as it is today. And it is way beyond what I could ever have dreamed. I got involved with the hiking group, and now I do a lot of hikes with other people. We're going to take a river cruise to France this summer. And at this time I can do the active things where I can bicycle and do those things that I couldn't do before. So, and all of this is like, I'm 69 years old. I cannot believe it's one day at a time. But for me, it's like, and I don't think I'm in denial. It's just my higher power is just really worked in my life with miracles, just that baby steps of one day at a time. And just the baby steps. And so I also, for me, I think step 7, the humility, is really the thing that I get on my knees every day and pray the 7th step prayer. And with my prayer partners that I do the step 10 with, I also like to do the 7th step prayer. There's something about the 7th step prayer. It's because my higher power is taking those character defects and turning them into the assets. And, taking, so the patience, and the being human and just showing up for life, just being my little right-sized part, what I can be, and to have a little bit of joy, a little bit of peace, a little bit of equanimity as I live life on life's terms, exactly as it is today. And it is just a new way, you know, of living and balance and living life to the fullest. I also really like slogans. Slogans for me really help a lot, and particularly the ones that I really love are like progress, not perfection.
5 minutes remaining, Sally.
Thank you. Easy does it. I wanted to like share the tool of writing, which I guess I didn't really talk about that earlier. What I do is I do at least 15 minutes of writing every day. And one of the things that I do is I get in touch with what I'm feeling. And I have like this feeling, like little, like all these like different feelings. How do I feel today? So I try to do that for 5 minutes. And then I'm doing 5 minutes of how I apply the steps and the traditions. And then I share that with my sponsor once a week. And then I wanted to share the prayers that I use that have been really, really helpful. And these are the ones that I've been doing lately for quite a while. So I do the serenity prayer. So God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And then I do higher power. You have called your servant, Sally Millerhaus, to ventures into which I cannot see the ending, paths which are untrodden, through perils unknown. Give me faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where I go, but only that your hand is leading me and your love supporting me through Jesus, through my higher power. I also love the set aside prayer. God, please set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about others, everything I think I know about my own recovery, so that I can make live with an open heart, so I may have a true experience and know you better. Please help me to see the truth, speak the truth, live love, and walk in truth and light. I don't have to be right. I don't have to know it all. I can connect with other people today. And I don't have to turn to the food to deal with life's pain today. I also love the 11-step prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me love, injury, pardon. Where there is error, truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is kindness, joy. So divine master, may I console and understand and love and be a light and of service. And I really love that. That's how I try to live every day. I try to live the serenity prayer, and I try to live the 11-step prayer, also known as Saint Francis prayer. And then finally, I've been doing it's a benediction of discomfort. Higher power, let me be uncomfortable with easy answers and half-truths and superficial relationships, that I may live deep within my heart. May my higher power bless me with the anger and injustice, oppression, exploitation in people, so that I can work for justice, freedom, and peace. A higher power, bless me with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that I may reach out my hands to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. And to have enough foolishness to believe that I can make a difference in this world, and that I can do what other claim cannot be done, which is to bring justice and kindness and love to all of higher powers' beloveds. Thank you for letting me share.